Welcome back to the Good Weekend Podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church, where each week we share a Bible reading from the lectionary and a brief devotion. For our scripture passage this week, we turn to Psalm 148 from the Common English Bible Translation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from heaven. Praise God on the heights. Praise God, all of you who are His messengers. Praise God, all of you who comprise His heavenly forces. Sun and moon, praise God. All of you bright stars, praise God. You highest heaven, praise God. Do the same, you waters that are above the sky. Let all of these praise the Lord's name, because God gave the command and they were created. God set them in place always and forever. God made a law that will not be broken. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all you ocean depths. Do the same, fire and hail, snow and smoke, stormy wind that does what God says. Do the same, you mountains, every single hill, fruit trees, and every single cedar. Do the same, you animals, wild or tame, you creatures that creep along and you birds that fly. Do the same, you kings of the earth and every single person, you princes and every single ruler on earth. Do the same, you young men, young women too, you who are old, together with you who are young. Let all of these praise the Lord's name, because only God's name is high over all. Only God's majesty is over earth and heaven. God raised the strength of His people, the praise of all His faithful ones. That's the Israelites, the people who are close to Him. Praise the Lord. And now for a devotion from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines, written by Charishna Jean Marie, an ordained minister in the Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, living in Nashville, Tennessee. It took me a while to understand that the true essence of praise is to be my authentic self. Coming from a charismatic church tradition, I was taught that praising God happens on Sunday mornings with musical instruments, choirs, and dancers. So I never understood how to translate praising in church into praising in daily life without a song or a dance. Praise was something I did. Praise was something I did at a certain time. Praise was something I did at a certain time for a particular reason. It became a performance and duty to fulfill my Christian good churchgoer obligations. Boy, was I wrong. Psalm 148 is a beautiful reminder that praise is not a duty or obligation to be fulfilled at a particular time. Praise is not something we do. Praise is who we are. To be our authentic selves is to praise. Unfortunately, many of us wear a mask, not the good kind that prevent the spread of disease. We often don't know who we are, because the mask has become how we define ourselves and others based on social constructs like race, gender, and sexual orientation. We are so blinded and deafened by hate and ignorance that we are unable to see the human or divine spark within ourselves or others. We are so lost in wanting to be right that we can't be who God wants us to be. What would change in your life if, as a form of praise, you committed to a spiritual discipline of showing up as your true self? What could it mean for the people you are in community with to be conscious of acknowledging their human spark in every encounter? True praise begins with finding and living our true humanity. And humanity is colorful, just as God intended. Dear Creator, remind us of the beauty in your creation, and call us back to our authentic self so that we praise you. Amen. Now, a question for your personal reflection, which I'll repeat from the devotion we just listened to. What would change in your life if, as a form of praise, you committed to a spiritual discipline of showing up as your true self? You've been listening to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. We are located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. This Sunday, December 31st, we will have one worship service at 9:30 a.m. in person and online. Children are invited to bring a special toy to worship or have one ready at home if they are worshiping online. Pastor Claire will offer a special blessing for our toys during our children's time in worship. For more information about Sun Prairie United Methodist Church, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time in the new year on the Good We Can.